Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Yes, good morning everyone. Welcome to Dead Set Legends. We've got another cracking show for you today. But before we get to that, what a beautiful day it is as I welcome Andrew Jarman. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning to you, Greg, and to the family and to Adelaide. Lovely day. Best place on earth. Oh. I keep saying it. I keep harping on it. But it is. It's lovely for the V8s, for the fringe, just to get out, get about and soak up that beauty. To full sun.
Now, you say that you are the weatherman.
Yes,
and
sir.
I rate my weather as well. For me, best time of the year. Late February, March, beautiful weather, around about 30 degrees. The wind drops
totally
out.
Totally agree.
Oh, totally sensational. Agree, Gregory. 28 today, 33 tomorrow for a great weekend in sport for Adelaide. Now,
yes, Greg.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
during the week.
Yeah, good tour. The Brekkie boys, Roo and Ditz, did a marvellous job. And then obviously Bernie and I at the bookend there of a wonderful island. And the community are up and about. And there's going to be nearly 4,000 plus at the KI races today.
Oh, nice.
They're averaging about 1,500 to 1,800 in previous years. They cannot get any more in. How good's that?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And great support from the community here in Adelaide.
Yep. Yep. And you went over there on the ferry, didn't get seasick or anything?
No, not
too
bad.
Pretty calm.
Bernie and Ditch did on the way back.
Did they?
They looked green when they got off the boat. Yeah. Rue and I are just strong as an ox.
Right. Nothing to do with the previous night's activities?
Not at all. That was discipline.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our producer was probably the one that was reckless, young Jared.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, reckless has been kind.
Oh, you know, he walked into my room and I was brushing my teeth and he's had his pants around his ankles. I don't know what he was doing, honestly.
All right, we might hear a little bit about that as the show goes on today. But big show, of course, Jars. We've got Jay Clark, who gives us all the latest mail, what's happening
he's
in the
good.
AFL.
Yep.
Nathan Bassett, of course, the Marsh Community Series is kicked off, few results overnight as well. And, of course, our teams play this weekend as well. So Nathan Bassett is going to join us, talk us through how the Port Power are going. And, of course, it's Superloop 500 weekend, isn't it? So your mate, our mate, Craig Lowndes, what a legend he's been. What a driver. And is now working for Fox Sports. He will join us as well to preview what's going to be a fascinating weekend.
Beautifully done. But I've still got an issue. I've got an issue. Now, that promo, that opener said Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
No, Bernie.
Where's Vince?
Well, hang on.
This is two weeks in a row and I've had enough.
We've now gone a month, haven't we? This is a month.
This is our fourth show. It's a long
dead
year.
Set, yep. Dead Set Legends.
Yep.
And how many shows has Bernie done? One.
He's done one.
One. Yep. So we need to change the opener.
It was a good one.
I beg your pardon?
It was a good one, though.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
He gets a multi-million dollar contract with Triple M.
Yep. The new golden boy of the station.
Oh, yes. He swaggers around here like he owns the joint. Been here 5 minutes. And where is he? Empty seat. Head cans are just here on the desk.
Yep. And I sit at his desk as we
do
our homework
do.
For this
there's
morning.
Not much
there's
happening
there's nothing
either.
On the desk.
Oh, I'm really
it's just
disappointed.
So
do you know where he is?
No.
Because he didn't tell me last night when he dropped me off. He said, I can't say.
He's playing cricket again today, I gather. Is he?
Honestly.
I don't know. But anyway, I was listening to you boys last night, as I always do, on my Triple M app.
Thanks,
and I picked up something that Bernie said. So we'll talk about more after this break.
Good morning, Icon.
Good morning.
This is your first show for the year,
yes.
too.
Yeah, I've got the same manager as Bernie Vince, which happens to be Mark Rusciuto's same manager. Dead Set Legends this morning with Jars and Bluey and Jars and Bernie and Jars. Lowndesy. We can call him Lowndesy, can't we?
Yep.
Yep, Craig Lowndes coming up very... Oh, no, it's very familiar, isn't it? Craig Lowndes coming up soon. Got Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie, Jars and Bluey for CMI... I did it the wrong way, didn't I? For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one selling Toyota dealer.
Yeah, they certainly are. Now, Jars,
yes,
you're loving the rush hour, the new rush hour, 5:30 till 7,
thank
weekdays,
you,
yourself and Bernie.
Young Bernie.
And a good time for me, because I normally get the boys in the shower around about 5:30.
Lovely.
So I get on my little Triple M app and boys are in the shower and I'm sort of trying to get them organised and I'm listening to you boys. I just, my ears pricked up last night as you and Bernie were discussing the AFL season coming up. And this is just a little clip of what Bernie said last night.
Crows and Port Adelaide?
Both won't make the eight, I don't think.
Both won't make the eight.
I was a bit shocked. I was taken back.
So was I. Because, everyone's a bit doom and gloom about the Crows. You know, a lot of changes on the off season, but I'm sort of, you never know. Like, there's been a big turnover in the list now.
For the Adelaide Crows?
Yeah, new coach, okay. Matty Nix. They're all boys are doing cartwheels. Yep. Everyone's happy down there. So, I don't know. That's a hard one. That's, you just never know with the Adelaide Crows. But I'm quite bullish on Port Adelaide. Mm-hmm. But Burns just gone out on a limb in, what are we now? We're not even towards the end of Feb.
Well, I haven't even started.
And just written Port off after a promising year last year. I think they're building nicely. Jazz?
I'm with you, Greg. I was.
Or just slap him last night when he...
Well, we didn't have much time.
Right.
And I didn't get a chance. And I'm glad you brought this up.
Mm.
And I'm glad you were listening.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought he went a bit early with the call.
Mm.
You can't... Because everyone asks you, what do you think with the Crows? Can they play? You can't have... There's only eight spots for finals football. And you need a lot of luck, and you need all your good players playing well and playing every week. That's the key, all right? And then making sure that you've got momentum and confidence.
What's the luck side of it? Is that injuries, draw, the way the other teams are going at the time?
Bounce of the ball and you know, you're kicking your goals. You set shot goal kicking, and that's still – there's issues here, because watching last night, some of the boys under the roof couldn't, you know – hit the goals. But I thought it was I thought he jumped the, you know, I thought
jumped the gun.
What's his name? Bernie Vince. He went a bit early. He went a bit early because I didn't want to call him Bluey.
Well, he's
you
obviously
got to wait till round six.
Yeah, he's Gregory. Obviously been asked who's going to make the top eight.
Yeah, but he just shot a.
He's just
didn't he one across the bow without even thinking about it. Now, give them to about round six. That's when you can make a judgment on both sides. Is that fair?
Yes.
You know, they're, well, like you said, they're up and about at Port Adelaide.
Kenny Hinckley's come out and said, well finals, and then we're going to go all the way.
I like it. That's nice. You can go that way. Adelaide Crows are unknown under a new coach.
That's right.
The way they move the ball. Are they going to be a slow side that moves the ball down their back after? Are they going to be taking the game on? So there's a lot of ifs.
Mm.
But saying that, that was undisciplined.
Both Adelaide teams not making the eight.
Can I just pull you up on something? So you said it's okay for Hinckley to say we can get a premiership, but it's not okay for Bernie Vince to say both sides are not going to make the top eight.
Don't misquote me there.
I'm pretty sure that's fairly accurate.
Ken, what Blue was asking me, his message amongst his group's been positive.
Yep.
All right. Yep. What he said outside the club, just hold your powder. Hold your powder. Round six, you get a real good gauge on where every side's at. Is that fair? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, I think it's fair. I think, but that's what you're paid for. You're paid for sort of making the outrageous statements.
But hang on, it's only bloody February. We've played, two trial games?
That's right.
Crows won't make the eight.
The outlandish statements have got to have a bit of substance too, don't they?
And he didn't give me any substance whatsoever.
No, right. Okay. Well, I reckon we should take some calls.
Oh, you want to go to the calls
353? Right. Yeah, well, it's sort of getting to that stage. Everyone's talking about it. Where are the teams going to finish this season?
So where do you think they'll finish?
Oh, I reckon the Crows will be sniffing around the eight. They might just miss
so
it.
What you're saying, they won't make the eight, and I bet you're going to say Port Adelaide will make the eight.
Yes.
Oh.
That's right.
So what about you then? What do you say?
I won't make a decision until round six.
Here we go.
You went to the grand final, won't you? 1-3-3-5-3. What do you reckon? Are you prepared to put your plums on the line right now? 1-3-3-5-3. Do you think Port and the Crows will make the eight? Do you think they'll both miss out on the eight? Or even tell us who you think is going to finish higher. Is it going to be Port or the Crows? 1-3-3-5-3.
Great prizes.
Yeah, cheeky Greek voucher to give away. Recommended by 5 out of 5 Andrew Jarmans. 1-3-3-5-3. Port going to finish higher than the Crows? Are they going to make the finals? Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. 104.7 Triple M. Superloop Adelaide 500 weekend. And we've got Craig Lowndes coming up very, very soon. Dead Set Legends this morning. Jars, Bernie and Greg Blewett. Bernie's not here, but he's certainly making his presence felt with a comment that he made yesterday on the rush hour.
Crows and Port Adelaide?
Both won't make the eight, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. So we're asking you on 1-3-3-5-3, where do you think the Crows and Port Adelaide are going to finish in the top eight? Who's going to finish higher? And do you think possibly Bernie could be right and none of the sides make the top eight? 1-3-3-5-3, cheeky Greek voucher to give away as well.
Baz from Hallett Cove. Welcome, Baz. You're on the air.
G'day, Jars. G'day, Bluey.
G'day,
Sean.
Baz.
And g'day, Bernie Vince. Oh, sorry, he's not there, is he? Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, has he got a certificate?
Yeah, doctor's certificate. Hey, good clip.
Superstar recruit.
Got a good clip, Baz. I like it.
Have to. Jars, you're spot on. You can't make any predictions at all until they at least round six, maybe even round eight. And I honestly look at it like this. Every team finished bottom except for Richmond.
Great stuff, Baz. Yeah, love but your thinking. But, nah, Baz is spot on.
But Baz, well, when you work in the media, people say your bosses come to you and go, right, you got to give me your top eight, give me your bottom eight, and you got to put your plums on the line. So that's probably what Bernie was doing.
That's fair enough, Bluey. Fair enough, mate. That's fair enough,
but
mate.
But you're right, it is early to call.
Just quickly, Baz, just quickly, who do you think will finish higher, say, by the end of round 18?
Out of the Crows and Port?
Yes, sir.
Jeez, Jars, that's tough, mate. I'm sorry, Jars, but that's above my pay scale.
I like Baz. I like Baz. Baz could replace Bernie. I'm going to give Baz a prize, please.
Cheeky Greek voucher. Fellas. Cheeky Greek voucher for you, Baz. Well done.
Oh, thank you, Sean. All the best, fellas. It's
well
great,
done, Baz.
Great show. Keep
love
it up.
You, mate.
Good on you, Baz.
Ah, there you go.
He's a ripper.
No, well, he's honest.
Yep.
Alfie from Athelstan. G'day, Alf.
Yeah, how you going, boys? And Houdini, Vince, is he coming in next week?
Is he on next week?
I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. He's got a Rusciutto contract.
Just picks and chooses when he wants to work.
Yeah, look, boys, look, I think the Crows will finish above us. I'm a Port man, and I'd love to see them prove me wrong. They have promised so much and just achieved so little every year. So I don't know what's going on down there, mate.
Jeez, you know, like, Alf, what about you?
I just think they've promise so much and deliver garbage sometimes. I've been to the games and, you know, they can play really good football. I don't know, and Jars is another one that's said it. But they just play so good in footy and then they just turn around and play crap. You know, that's my opinion. You know? I could be wrong, but I hope they prove me wrong.
Yeah,
but
a little bit inconsistent.
Well, it's
last
your 150th year too, Alf, so it's very important for your footy club financially
this
as well.
They've got to
finish in the eight. I'm not going to say anything until about round six because then you've got a proper gauge. And like I said, you need a bit of luck. You need your good players playing well. You know, Trav Boat can't keep carrying that side. He needs, you know, a share word. But your young kids are exciting to watch. So,
yes, they are.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Thanks, Alf. Have a good day, mate. Let's go to Tommy of Nuriuptar. G'day, Tom.
The Barossa.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Good, good. What do you think?
Well, I just want to have a chat to you there, Jared. You don't know who's, you're not going to make a contradiction that who's going to be after round six. But didn't you say the other day who was going to be in the grand final?
Yeah, yesterday I said GWS and the Brisbane Lions.
Well, how can you say that when the bloody round one hasn't
That's
even
right.
started, mate?
Yes, Tommy. Yeah.
But hang on, Tommy. No, Tommy, we said the question was asked: Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows, will they make the eight? That's not. They didn't ask me who's going to make the grand final, did they?
No. But you're predicting who's going to be in the grand final. How can you do that when we're in pre-season, not even in, you know, round one.
It's a fair point.
I think Tommy's got a real good point.
Tommy's right
got a prize
on
for
the
Tommy.
Money.
Yeah, we have got a prize for Tommy. well done, Tom. That's genius.
Fair.
Yeah, no, it's great. Mm-hmm. I want to give him Dom Chambers double. Just to give you a bit of background on Dom Chambers, he was on America's Got Talent. He's known as the Fake Wizard, and he's at the Garden of Unearthly Delights, which is absolutely rocking at the moment. Adelaide Fringe, Feb 26. Well done, mate. A couple of tickets for you, and great point.
Now, I did say that. And I'm convinced they will. GWS and the Brisbane Lions, for me, are the two most outstanding sides going around. Oof. And I think they can play in a grand final.
What? No, Richmond. Richmond are unbelievable side.
Let's go to the phones. Joe of Palaui. G'day, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good,
Joe.
Hey,
mate, I'm going to put my plums on the line.
Good
the
boy.
Will make the, eight. The Crows will make the eight.
Ooh.
And I think last week, Bernie Vince said that the Power is going to be better than the Crows and the Power will end up higher than the Crows. I want to counter James Bowes with Mr. Vince that the Crows will end up higher than the Power this year.
You know what?
Well,
if we could find him.
That's right.
Actually, we should try
if
and bring
he's
him.
Here, well, he's...
Find him. Tell him to put his plums on the line and a counter James Bowes.
Done.
The Crows will end up higher than the Power.
James
we'll
Bowes.
We'll track him down, mate.
Yep.
Get him on.
All right. Well, Burn will be listening.
No,
so,
and we'll just replay what Joe said.
Okay.
And we'll get him on.
See if he wants to take Joe on.
Good stuff, Joe.
Overnight scoreboard next. Mixed night for the Australian cricket teams. Details after this.
Okie dokie, Western Bulldogs smashed a poor North Melbourne side last night in its trial game by 44 points. Western Bulldogs, for me, looked very sharp and are ready for round one, knowing that they've got a couple more players to come back. North Melbourne, a lot of work to do before round one. All right, so I'll hold me powder on that. But one man who I think plays dumb football from time to time is Marley Williams, and this is what he did last night.
Dale led one way, he goes to Richards, goal square, early leap. Tried to pull the big one down, kept his feet though. And hopefully he's okay. He's hit the deck hard and he's in a bit of trouble.
It was an ambitious jump, wasn't it? Found himself out of position and thought he'd have a leap at it.
Oh, no. Was there a bump from Marley Williams?
Well, that's going to be looked at.
Don't laugh at that, Dwayne Russell. That's very serious. And he'll get reported, he'll get rubbed out and won't play round one.
Ooh.
And is it, you know, when he's on, he's a talent. Mm. Silly boy. All silly right. boy. Ashton Agar took a hat-trick in the game last night against the South Africans in their first T20. Bowled out for 89, South Africa. Our boys made 6 for 196. Finch and Smithy played very well, 42 and 45. Agar bowled beautifully, Blue.
Fifer.
Did you watch it?
No.
Why?
Well, it's on in the middle of the night.
Well, get up. You're a cricket. You're our cricket expert.
Yeah,
get up.
But it's about preparing for Dead Set Legends. True I need story. My beauty sleep.
Now, Dave Warner and Steve Smith, they are loved in South Africa.
Oh, yes.
Here's David Warner getting out.
It was there for the taking. Warner's good at taking.
Oh,
wait. That should be caught. And it is caught. What a blow. Warner, second ball. Stain with the old celebration. South Africa with the old shout.
What did Mark Nicholas say there? David Warner's good at taking.
Mm.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, you've got to ask him. You're his mate. Right. And half-empty stadium too.
Not many there?
No. One grandstand, there was knowing in.
Well, they're just coming off. They've had played a lot of cricket over there recently. They're coming off the England series. Yeah. Too much cricket?
I reckon the ICC got to give you boys a break.
No, not enough. Oh. More of it.
The Women's T20 World Cup started last night. Now girls passed out against India. Mate, they were unbelievable, India, watching them. Now, Meg Lanning?
Yes.
Megsy, she's a terrific captain, but she stuffed up, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Well,
did she or not? She won the toss and did what?
Surprising, yes. Decided to bowl first. They wanted to check. The pitch gets a bit slower there.
And what about India leggy Yadav? She bamboozled our girls, 4 for 19, bowling beautiful leg spin.
Yes, well, she's very good, but very slow.
Mm.
The girls didn't handle the spin to win.
No.
And that's what India did. So, our girls got some work to do.
Lost by 17 runs and a good crowd of 13,000, standalone crowd record. So, well done.
Mm.
A-League, this is disgusting, embarrassing. You know I love my Reds.
A few goals.
I was gutted last night. We got smashed. 5-2, Western Sydney Wanderers. 5 goals were scored in the opening 27 minutes of the game.
Be happening in the first half.
There was
half,
a lot happening around my couch last night when I was watching this rubbish and flicking.
Yeah,
congratulations to James Battersby. He's the new Sturt Football Club captain, announced overnight, replacing Sturt champion Zane Kirkwood. So congratulations. And the big V8's are happening.
Yep.
All right, so qualifying final race one at 11:55 a.m. So we'll take the windows down and we'll listen to the cars rev around our beautiful streets. That's the scoreboard, family.
Yeah, no sponsor for the overnight scoreboard.
What?
So if you want to sponsor the overnight scoreboard, give us a call here at Triple M.
Why not?
I don't know. I can't work that out.
Oh.
Maybe the cheeky Greek could sponsor it.
Yeah, I'll work out.
Maybe I do it.
All right, yeah. Craig Lowndes is next. Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Charles, Bernie and Bluey are your Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's largest range of new and used Toyota in stock.
Well, he's one of our favourites and is one of the greats of the V8s. There's no doubt about this young man. Fox Sports expert supercars commentator Craig Lowndes joins the Dead Set Legends this morning. Craigie, thanks for your time.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for talking to me.
Well, what a big week it's been for the motor industry. We obviously got those terrible news at the death of the Holdens. You being one of the greats in a Holden, how are you feeling? And having reflecting now that the last 4 or 5 days when that news came out, how are you and some of the past greats about it?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. We're still talking about it, and it's one of those things that I think it caught us all by surprise. We knew at the end of this year that the Commodore name would cease to exist in the sense of going forward, but we didn't realise that Holden as a brand and an iconic brand of Australia would cease to exist as well. So, quite amazing. Still can't believe it because, growing up, I grew up in a Holden family. And, you know, when I first joined the Holden racing team, that was the team that you wanted to be with. That was the factory Holden. And now sort of almost 20, sort of 5 years on, it's now ceased to be going to be existing. So it's still a shock. I think that when you talk to most of the race teams up and down pit lane, they're very much now focused on this year. They've basically got over that shock period. Now they're into that determination side of it where they just want to send the Holden brand and the race car off as best way they can with some victories.
It did shock all of us. It's always been that way, hasn't it? Holden versus Ford. So as a series, Lounsey, what are they talking about going forward?
Well, at the moment, from what I understand is that, you know, they'll definitely be, you know, 100% behind backing all the Holden teams this year. And what next year looks like, we don't know as yet. Going forward, they're obviously still going to obligate their 10-year period of parts and servicing and everything else that, of course, a lot of people around Australia are still driving a Holden product. But I feel for the dealers and the families that have been involved in the brand for such a long time. I know dealers that have been, you know, 80, 90 years in the brand, and that's something that, for me, it's really, you know, that side of it, I've got to say that it's a shock. But as you said, I've had probably 90% of my racing career in a Holden Commodore and piloting a Holden brand. And, you know, I've been very honoured to be part of that program and that period. And, you know, for now, it's just a matter of sitting back and waiting to see what the future now holds.
Yeah, we will see. It is quite amazing. Now, what about this weekend, Lounsey? Of course, the big one today starts, 420 Championship Race 1. What are we expecting?
Big things. I think that early in the week, we had our first official test day out at Taylor Bend, which was fantastic. Great to see the new cars, new liveries. You know, the Kelly brothers now switching from Nissan to Ford. And really just, to be honest, getting my head around as a commentator, there's about 10 drivers that have either not only swapped manufacturers, but swapped cars, new liveries, new numbers to people. You know, car 14 used to be Tim Slade. Now it's Todd Hazelwood. Car 22, it used to be James Courtney. Now it's Chris Pither in the same team. So just trying to get our head around what's you know, what the cars are, who they are. But again, over the course of that, and then the last couple of days here in the streets of Adelaide, Chaz Mostert, I think, has been the big standout. I think he's really come on form. He showed great pace yesterday. But of course, today's all about qualifying and then the big race this afternoon.
Mate, do your nostrils flare when you smell the fumes when the engine starts? Do you miss it, Craigie boy? Do you think, you know what, I'm still good enough to take these young pups on?
Well, yeah. Well, look, you'd like to think so. And I think that at the end of the year when I join forces with Jamie again in the endurance part of the season, yeah, I'll be doing that. But it does. Like, I think there's no doubt that growing up, you know, wanting to be part of the sport, being part of the full-time action for such a long time, now sort of sitting back on the sidelines, it still does give you a bit of a tingle in the tummy when you know, you see the cars roll out and you hear that rumbling roar of a V8. It definitely for me is what I love, and you know, definitely I think for me also very happy to sit on the sideline when they're sitting in a 60-degree oven for 2.5 hours this afternoon.
True.
Well, your old teammate Jamie Wincup has said that he's going to go on next year as
Till he's 60 years old.
Till he's 60, but he's going all right still, isn't he?
Oh, he is, and I think there's no doubt that when I first joined forces with him back in 05 to where he is now, he is a, you know, much more mature driver. He's got huge success behind his name. But of course, also now as he's going forward, he's making sure that he's got a life within the sport as well. He's now a part owner in the race team. He sits on the commission board, so he's very much invested into the industry and the sport as well. So, not surprised that he's going to go on for at least another 12 months. Beyond that, I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Lounsey, have you found the transition into the media? A few of us have done it in this studio. Have you found it?
Oh, I've loved it. I think that, you know, this is my second year now as sitting behind the cameras. And I think that if I look back on this 12 months ago, I used to say I was a bit of a noddy trying to work out which camera to look at, what to do, having a producer in your ear yelling and screaming, no more comment for UCL. And then Mark Scaife would turn around and say, what do you think, Craig? And getting stitched up. And of course, it's been a lot of fun. And of course, you know, you're still getting involved in what I grew up loving.
Yeah.
Now, Craigie, the big question. Now, we've got Craig Lowndes on the air, family. Now, your football side, the Essendon football side, you played a bit of footy until you're about 19. mate, you're bottom four this year. You're going to have a horrible year again. So why? Why persist? Why don't you come to the Adelaide Crows? We welcome you with open arms, my friend.
Oh, I don't know. Like, to be honest, it's a good option. Like, no, I've got to give you that.
Oh, hello.
But, no.
I might have him on board.
Red. Well, I bleed red, and then, of course, with the black and everything else, it just fits so well.
It fits well. Your size, I'll tell you. No, I'm going to let it go. Mate, have a great day today and tomorrow. Yep. Love talking to you, and let's see some wonderful racing around our great city of Adelaide. Well done, mate.
No, thanks, guys. Yeah, looking forward to the action.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Craig Lowndes, one of the greats and one of the great fellas. I've known him for a long, long time, and I always ask him that question about his football side, Essendon.
The Bombers.
The Bombers.
They might go okay. Now, great weekend for it, isn't it? Yeah. Adelaide comes alive, there's no doubt about that, and does a great job on Fox Sports, Lowndes. So the transition's been brilliant.
Yeah, and don't forget to sign up to Foxtel today for every race of the 2020 supercar season, exclusively live and ad break free.
Well, as you know, I'm a number one ticket holder for the CMI Toyota. Yep. They've been great friends of ours over a long period of time here on the Dead Set Legends there, young Gregory. But very, very good. Spoke to Adam down there at West Terrace, and he said Jason down there up there at Christie's Beach and Regan down there at Port Adelaide flying.
Are they?
Come in today. Come in today. He's excited about the Formula One. I know, what is it? The V8s.
Formula One.
KI must have got me. Number one Toyota dealership. All right, get in there.
No, the Rippers.
Go and say hello, Rippers family.
And can I just add something? Can enjoy the CMI Toyota advantages of 2-year free extended warranty and capped price servicing.
Stop it.
With every Toyota certified pre-owned car. Check that out. At home with the legends. And we've been talking about the fact that Dead Set Legends is Bernie, Jars, and Bluey.
Yes.
No Bernie.
No.
But I think we might get some Bernie next on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Jars, Bluey, and this.
At home with the legend. Legends. Right, he's been clipped this morning. B. Vince.
Rightfully so.
Gone again, but. Yesterday on the show, you picked up something that disturbed you.
Yes, I did.
What Bernie Vince said about our respective clubs.
Correct.
Crows and Port Adelaide?
Both won't make the out, I don't think. Mm-hmm.
Now, that disturbed you this morning.
Did.
Right, so you've clipped him on that.
Mm.
All right, now we've got him on the line because now I've found out he's off going to play cricket for Stansbury again today. Hello, Bern.
Well, actually, before we do that...
I want Bernie to listen to this. So let's go to Bern first, please.
Sure, okay.
Bern. Bernie Vince.
Here. Yeah, I'm here, but you want me on or not?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on.
You're on the
you're
air.
Live.
All right, well, you're interviewing me, Judge. You're going to ask me something.
So where are you? Well, why aren't you doing the show again?
Well, I'm on the way to Stansbury, mate. I've got my priorities right.
Now, Greg Blewett's not happy with you because what you said about Port Adelaide and Adelaide Crows. Now, we opened the phones up to the family, right?
Yes.
Now, this is Joe from Powellowie. He's had a real crack at you.
Oh, mate, I'm going to put my plums on the line.
Good boy.
The Crows will make the eight. And I think last week, Bernie Vince said that the Power's going to be better than the Crows and the Power will end up higher than the Crows. I want to counter James Bowes with Mr. Vince that the Crows will end up higher than the Power this year. Find him, tell him to put his plums on the line and a counter James Bowes.
Done.
The Crows will end up higher than the Power.
James
we'll
Bowes.
We'll track him down, mate. Yep. Get him on.
He's had a go at me there, Joey. I'm happy to take that bet.
Oh.
But I don't want James Bowes. I don't drink that sort of crap.
So you're taking the bet
on?
You're taking the bet on?
I'm taking that bet on. He can make it two if he wants.
Hey, now, you work in the AFL industry, in the media. You're writing your own checks. Have you checked your contract yet? Because as far as I know, you're not allowed to bet on football.
Oh, well, I think you can have friendly bets, it says. Well, it's not going to be very friendly, though, for old Joey when he loses, but anyway.
So you've raised him one. You're going two cartons.
Oh, I'll go as many as he wants.
So Crows to finish higher than the Power, righto. All right.
What a ridiculous thing to say on the show last night. I can't believe you said that.
Well, do you think they'll both make it, Joe?
I'm not going to make a decision until round six.
Oh, sit on the fence, as usual.
Yeah.
Make a call, mate. Get paid to make calls.
Good.
Eight, mate.
That's right, Bern. I've got the power making the eight. The Crows just missing out. So at least I'm having a dip too.
At least you make an opinion, Bluey. Not all the other blokes sitting next to you. Well, he's pulled up a bit sore from the KI trip. Is he still with you? Is he going to play?
He's a bit dusty.
Dusty.
Very dusty.
Bernie, you know he's still scarred after the Alistair Clarkson thing. He's prepared to put plumbers on the line after that.
Mate, he needs to do it. Come on, Joe. Make it cool, mate.
So you've taken the bet with Joe from Power Lab. We will lock that in, but we've got to check your contract because, like Greg said, you can't really take bets if you're working for the AFL. Secondly, you're playing the top side today. How are you feeling?
Top side today, so... just driving over, got a little bit of time to think about it. I'm going to take those tips from Bluey on board again.
Mm.
Worked all right last week. I was not out. Tough game today. Top side. They're clearly the best team in the comp.
Mm.
But we're going over there quietly confident, mate.
Well, so it's a free hit for you guys. Nothing to lose. So, you know, go out there, play with a bit of freedom.
Bit of freedom, mate.
The new stance, and then you got the new grip going on for the bowling, haven't you?
Jarred, it was a secondary sort of information getting passed on because you passed it on to him. It was like a Chinese whisper. It probably changed times, but
no.
I'm going to try it. Just to cross them a little bit with the rust on the outside.
Yes.
There we go.
Nice. And then just swing the occasional one.
Yeah, because those two-piece balls, mate, they take off. They do too much.
They zip around.
Drive safely. See you Monday. Good luck today.
Okay, thank you very much, mate.
See you, boys. There he is. Well, we found him.
Nathan Bassett coming up soon. Dead Set Legends. Bernie, Jars and Bluey.
Oh, dear.
Welcome back to the second hour of Dead Set Legends. We've had a fantastic first hour. We had Craig Lowndes on. We even had Bernie Vince on. I'm not sure why. He's sort of in the opener, but he's never on the show. But we thought we'd ring him up. He's on his way to Stansbury to play some cricket, taking on the top side. And we spoke a little bit of AFL, didn't we? Port Crows.
Well, they're both. Well, Adelaide Crows are on today against the Melbourne Footy Club, their first trial game. And obviously Port Adelaide play Brisbane Lions tomorrow, which will be an important hit out.
Yes, at Moreton Bay, can you believe? And we'll get Nathan Bassett on this hour just to talk us through their pre-season and how they're shaping up for tomorrow's game.
He plays a bit of cricket for Kingsington.
Good cricketer. Good cricketer.
Well, have you seen him, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've played with him.
Cricketer.
I think I've played with him, actually. And also coming up on the show, Bernie's Beef. So that happened during
that's
the
very
week.
Funny.
So
yeah,
that's good. So we've got Jay Clark coming up as well. But after this song...
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about cricket because
there's a lot going on.
Yeah, the girls played last night, got thumped by India. We thumped South Africa. The Shield, the Redbacks all of a sudden going pretty well.
Can't believe one of the selections that you guys have dumped one of our fast bowlers. I want to have a go at you.
Okay.
And also,
well,
I'm going to have a go at you about something else, which I found out about you about the last 24 hours.
Oh, is that right?
And I was absolutely mortified, the news I got about you.
All right. Well,
disappointing. Really disappointing.
I've been in the good books, so I can't think of what. Just get on with the show. Okay.
All right. You're in big trouble, young man. And so are you. Icon.
Why? What have I done?
Look at the shirt you got on. What are you in Hawaii?
I like that. It's good.
And what have you got all your buttons undone?
That's
what do you think? You're Freddie Mercury.
That's called fashion jars.
Dead Set Legends on Triple M.
Fred.
Loads of trial games this weekend, AFL trial games, full of potential. I just said that for you.
I don't like that word.
I'm just baiting you.
I can't stand that word.
So one person who's actually involved in the trial games, Nathan Bassett, we're going to have a chat to him soon.
All right.
Dead Set Legends,
honestly.
Bernie, Jars and Bluey for CMI Toyota and Triple M.
Okay, good result last night. Australia over there in South Africa.
Good start to the series, wasn't it?
Are you happy what you saw?
Yep, three T20s. What did we make? 196? Six for 196.
Yep. 6 for 196.
Yep. Finchie and Smith batting at number three both made 40-odd. Mm-hmm. And then it was the Ashton Agar show, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it took a hat-trick.
A second one ever? in T20?
Yes, Brett Lee is the other one. Mm. So, yeah, no, great start to that series. So we absolutely thumped them last night.
Here's Agar.
Out. There's another searching shot. And it brings about the downfall of Faf du Plessis. Further in the mire, South Africa. Oh, that's in front, you know. That's in front. That's out. Two in a row for Ashton Agar. Here we go. Got him! That's him! Gone! Ashton Agar with a hat-trick for Australia. It's the 12th in T20 cricket. It's the second for Australia after Brett Lee. Magnificent. It's a top catch, too.
Brilliant.
Pommy Mbumwa. Doing the commentary there. Hey, let's not forget Adam Zampa too, our own Adam Zampa. 2 for 9 he took as well.
You said something off air that you said that's the first time you've seen Ashton Agar spin a ball.
He's not known for his ability to turn the ball. Mm. So that pitch just offered a little bit for the spinners, yeah.
All right, so good start for the boys over there.
Yes.
All right, and obviously Stevie Smith and Dave Warner.
Mm.
Second ball.
Yep, missed out. That's right. That happens.
It was there for the taking. Warner's good at taking. Oh, wait. That should be caught. And it is caught. What a blow. Warner, second ball. Staying with the old celebration. South Africa with the old shout.
So why can't Dave Warner bat on foreign grounds?
Well, he can.
No, he can't.
He's brilliant in India, IPL. Excellent.
Well,
he had a.
We're
had
not
a
playing
rough...
in India, mate. We're I playing know. In South Africa.
He goes all right in South Africa.
Oh, please.
He does. He goes all right in South Africa. Now, he's sort of indicated that the T20 World Cup, which is in Australia next season, next summer,
right.
That might be hit for him. He might retire from T20 cricket.
Not from Test cricket.
No, he's not still from got Test cricket. Not from Test cricket. So
it's a young man's game, isn't it? T20 cricket.
No, it's not. No.
Okay. No. Okay. No. I just thought. I'm asking the question.
No, it's people thought that, but it's. I reckon you needed some old head on your shoulders.
Okay.
Absorb the pressure.
Good result. The girls stuffed up last night.
Yeah, stuffed up against India. So that was the start of the T20 World Cup for the women.
Yeah.
So opening game against India, and we won the toss, elected to bowl. And we couldn't chase down 130 odds. So, disappointing result.
Great crowd. 13,500
for the girls. The showgrounds ground there in Sydney.
Nice.
Out at Homebush there. But, a loss to start off the World Cup. But we'll see how we go.
Congratulations to the Redbacks.
Yes.
Knocking off WA during the week. So, well done.
Dominated the 4 days. So, it was a very pleasing. Very, very happy. So, we head to Sydney tomorrow. Play at Bankstown against the ladder leaders, New South Wales. Right. So we need to keep winning. Three games to go.
Why? Why would you rest Frankie Worrell, who bowled his heart out and got us a win?
Yeah,
who was the dumb selectors that made that decision?
Not me. I'm not a selector. But
they listen to you. They ask you questions.
Well, it was forced, really, because he pulled up a little bit sore. His left knee was a little bit sore in the second innings and... It was quite swollen at the end of the game.
In?
He actually did well to get through that spell where he got 5 for
him and Chatty.
Popey, Lloyd Pope, is in. So he's in the 12
because
we're hearing that it spins a lot in Bankstown.
All right.
So we're going to be up against it. Nathan Lyon, Stephen O'Keefe. Joe Menny comes back into the side as well. So he's.
So you're happy with that?
We had our main session yesterday and he charged in. So he's fresh and ready to go. So good replacement. We're going all right.
So if the Red boys Bucks, can get a result.
We're 6 points behind second place. So obviously the top two go through to the final.
Nice.
But we're 2 in a row now. We've won 2 Shield games. So we're going all right.
Well, you started that. You started that win. Take credit for it, my friend.
No. Well, that's just. We've been building. We've been building.
I would. and good to see Jamie Siddons back in the fold.
Back in the fold. So
and he's okay. All good.
Back in. No, he's going well. Going
done.
Really well.
Nice to hear.
Mm.
Can I save it?
No, I reckon. I reckon now's the time.
Why?
Now's
I want to whack him after. No, I've got other stuff on him. Well, do you want to do this one now?
Yeah, no, I think now.
All right. One of our favourites, we love this young man, said this about you during the week.
We were very happy that Jamie Siddons
was in control when you guys won, because Greg Blewett has been marching around the studios, especially on a Saturday morning, chest out, saying he is the Redbacks. They are no good unless I'm in control.
Flog-like
so we're very happy.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Bern, on Saturday morning, Blue was nowhere to be seen. Blokes were wanting throwdowns and no batting coach.
He wasn't either.
He was in the studio, big noting himself. Gee, Blewett, the skinny one.
He does sneak off the gym every now and again as well.
He does. He said that.
Could you understand a word Chad Sayers was saying? He needs to open his mouth to talk. You can't understand one.
No batting coach when we need it. Nick's off to the gym. Fielding coach when needed.
What do you actually do down there? Get a rig like this and, you know, not do anything about it. I'm a man in demand. Everyone wants me. Triple M, the players. Can't be everywhere, mate.
Get around these boys. They need you, father.
Dead set legends. Bernie Charles and Bluey. Power's got a trial game tomorrow. It's going to be a good one too, up against the Lions. We're going to chat to Nathan Bassett very, very soon. Dead set legends. Let me get the order right here. Mm. It's Jars and Bernie and Bluey and Jars. Okay.
Gee, that's...
For CMI. Not enough Jars. CMI Toyota.
Good stuff. Hey, Blue, I just want to share something with you.
Mm-hmm.
An amateur footballer, and I'm talking soccer.
Yes.
Has been banned from playing his sport for 5 years after he bit an opposition player on the Jimmy and Phil Crackers.
5 years?
During a post-match scuffle.
Having a little nibble.
In France. He's copped 5 years for biting.
5 years?
Yeah, the plums.
Wow.
5 years? His career's done.
It happens from time to time, doesn't it? They're
volatile, mainly, some of these footballers, aren't they? They are. They are volatile.
Who was the NRL guy who got...
That was the finger going, in the...
Hoppolati. Yes. Good get.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't have been involved in the squirrel grip.
I never got bitten, and I didn't bite back, but I did grab a couple.
What, you grabbed a...
couple of plumps from time to time in the patch.
No.
Like one of them,
very dear friend of mine, and that's what we were taught as a young boy. You know, Timmy Ginever used to cop it.
What? He used to go, for the plums.
We'd both be in there trying to find it, and I'd just every now and then just go,
Why?
Put him off his game. Frustrating. Oh. Get him to belt me back, and he'll get reported.
That's terrible.
Mate, it's war out there.
When you talk about gamesmanship and, you know, you want to win the game, and that's literally below the belt. It's dangerous for a start.
Oh, it's just a light
is
little
he,
tickle.
Is he all right?
He talks a bit differently these days. He's a bit of a higher voice, old Timmy boy. But, mate, well, you want me to hug him in there, do you?
No, but I don't want you to grab his balls. That's not in the spirit of things.
So you call me a dirty player, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were.
No, I obviously wasn't. You don't know I was a dirty player. My focus was on football.
You just told me you were.
You just said that.
And win the football at all costs.
Where's he going with this? Did anyone grab yours?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. Too sharp, too fast, too slick.
Too small. you know you could be retrospectively charged for doing the squirrel grip.
No, you can't.
It's come out in the last couple of weeks.
Last game I played in 1997 for Norwood, premiership year.
Well, it's 25 years retrospectively, so what does that work out to be?
5 years.
I wouldn't want to grab yours either. Too hairy.
Overnight scoreboard next.
Okie dokie. Western Bulldogs smashed a poor North Melbourne side last night in their trial game by 44 points. Young Gregory and family. Mm-hmm. Western Bulldogs looked very sharp.
They did.
North Melbourne still got work to do before round one, so we'll just hold.
Early days, isn't it, Jazz?
Early days, but one man that won't be there for the North Melbourne Football Club, and he does, and I've said it before, lets himself down, plays a bit of dumb football, but at times can play some good football. But Marley Williams is in a bit of trouble from this.
Dale led one way, he goes to Richards, goal square, early leap, tried to pull the big one down, kept his feet though, and hopefully he's okay. He's hit the deck hard. And he's in a bit of trouble.
It was an ambitious jump, wasn't it? Found himself out of position and thought he'd have a leap at it. Oh, no.
It was a bump from Marley Williams.
Well, that's going to be looked at.
Yeah, so they went down last night. Ben Cunnington maybe have a little groin injury as well. So we'll hear from Jay Clark next hour with an update with him because he is a decent player, isn't he?
He's their best player. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. And we spoke about the T20 performances last night. The Australians smashed South Africa. We were 6 for 196 and bowled them out for 89. Oh, you must have been proud of the boys.
That is a drubbing.
That is a drubbing.
Smoked them.
The girls in their T20 World Cup didn't get off to a good start. India. Is that a surprise win there, Blue?
The Indian girls are quite good, so that was a big matchup for Australia. But, yeah, disappointing. They went down to the leg spinner, didn't they?
Yeah, Yadav. Mm. She took 4 for 19. God, she's only a wee little thing, but God, she can bowl a cricket ball. And 14,000 fans turned out for the standalone game. That's a record for Australian women's cricket.
What's that for?
Because... Hang on. Jazz has just raced in.
What are you coming in like that for? I'm doing the bloody scoreboard.
No. That's because the girls were crying at the end.
Oh, yes. They were a bit emotional. Well, see, they love they love their country.
No, yeah, I'd turned off by then. She just missed out. The young leggy just missed out on her hat trick
as
well.
Yeah, she did. Got dropped. Yeah, by the wicketkeeper. Crows take on Melbourne today at 4 o'clock at Casey Field Stadium. So I'm looking forward to watching that. I want to see what Melbourne do because Bernie and I had a bit of a chat about that. And also Port Adelaide take on the Lions 3:40. All games are live on Fox Sport. All right, so you can have a bit of a look. Oh, Adelaide United were embarrassing last night, family, being torn apart by the Western Sydney Wanderers, 5-2. I'm not lying, 5-2.
Six goals in the first half, Jars.
It's 27 minutes. It said on here.
All right,
you said first half. It's 27 minutes. Five goals were scored in the opening 27 there minutes. Was six, you said six.
Well, there were six in the first half. It was 4-2. Okay,
can I just pull you two apart? You're both actually right.
Yes.
Sturt Football Club have announced their new club captain for season 2020. James Battersby will lead the Sturt Football Club, the very proud Sturt Football Club. Champion Zane Kirkwood is now standing down and we'll just focus on playing. And he's been a wonderful player. Supercards qualifying final, race one at 11:55. Crowd's building. Blue.
Yes.
The crowd is building.
Well, we've got some great weather this weekend.
Come on, Adelaide. Let's get a massive crowd today and tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. That's the scoreboard.
Enjoy the CMI Toyota advantages of 2 years free extended warranty and capped price servicing with every Toyota certified pre-owned car. Bernie, Bluey and Jars, your Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. Over to you, Andrew Jarman.
Well, over to Greg Blewett, actually. Now, of course, Melbourne taking on Adelaide at Casey Fields in Melbourne. And to preview that game and talk us through how the Crows are going in the preseason, we welcome Marty Matner. Morning, Marty.
Morning, guys.
G'day, Moose.
Most of preseason done now. You're into the games, which is, I'm sure, a bit of a relief to everyone.
Yeah, it's nice to get into the games and boys have been training hard and I think we've last few weeks played probably 80-minute trial and 100-minute trial and the boys are just ready to play against someone else now.
Marty, what will we learn about the boys starting today? What's been the focus over pre-season?
As we probably mentioned before, I think the contest has been the real number one thing that we've worked on over the pre-season. But our defensive side of the game is quite high on next year's agenda, and that's something we'll really focus in on. But I guess it's how we've trained and played over the pre-season. That's what we'll show on today.
And Melbourne, they had an obviously disappointing year last year. What are you expecting from them today? Decent competition, or is it just a hit out to see where both of you are at?
I think it's going to be a good hit out, but both teams are probably going to want to play how they want to play. I think you go on Melbourne. They were pretty good, I think, in 17. They were pretty high-scoring team, fast, and got the ball going forward. So I think they'll try and get back to how they were in 17 when they played finals. And I guess with us, like I said before, getting back to what we've worked over pre-season and showcasing, I guess, what we're going to offer for the year.
Marty, what do you think's more important in today's game, a competent defence or a competent midfield group?
Oh, I'd like to say both. I mean, I think you have to have a good midfield to be able to win the ball, to get the ball going forward. But then also too, the defence is quite an important part of the game, I believe.
Yep.
And an area where, I think we're quite good at our midfield. We've still got you know, Sloan, the Crouch boys, some young kids coming through get the opportunity today. Ben Keys, Paddy Wilson, Chase Jones, Ned McHenry. So that's, you know, and Riley O'Brien. So in terms of that, we've got some, you know, experienced players, but we're also going to have a look at some new players, which is pretty exciting. And then back, very similar. You know, we've got Laird, Talia, David McKay, Wayne Miller, who have played a fair bit of footy. But then you've also, and Luke Brown, but then you've also got Jordan Butts, who's going to play as well. So, it's, yeah, it's some exciting stuff with, you know, some experienced players in both areas, but also some young, exciting kids we get to look at now.
Yeah, well, you mentioned those kids, Marty. Who should the Crow supporters be really excited about?
Well, I guess in my line in the defence, Jordan Butts, he's been pretty impressive the last 12 months in his development. Came as sort of a key position player to the club and a pretty skinny key position player, but last year learned his craft in the sample with Brent Riley and got to play on some, you know, pretty good, pretty big players, I guess, and had to learn his craft that way. And he's been really impressive in his pre-season so far, has been very good, and he'll get his opportunity today, which is pretty exciting. But, you know, Chase Jones, I think, is an old one. He's had a great pre-season. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can provide. And then there's a few other guys, you know, Pat Wilson in the midfield, Ben Keys, and then up forward you've got Shane McAdam, Ned McHenry, Tyson Singer. We've seen a little bit of him, but again, these guys have had great pre-seasons and really, I guess, looking forward to exciting to see what they can provide with us this year.
Chatting with Crows assistant coach Marty Matt. And now, Moose, what's the most important number one stat in today's game for you?
That's a tough one. There are so many stats, mate. Probably the areas that I look at in terms of the, you know, Team D and the defence is probably timing forward half.
Right.
That's the big stat, I think. You know, if you're, again, like I said before, if your midfield can win the ball and get it going forward, and then if your defensive structures are all set up, you can keep in your forward half, puts pressure on the opposition, but also gives you opportunities to score goals as well.
Marty, what about for you coaches on match days under Matty Nix? Is anything going to change for you guys that were done differently under Don Pike?
Not really. I think, it's going to be a bit of a fresh thing for us. We haven't been in the coach's box with Nixie, so we get to see how he operates in there. And it is a learning experience for all of us. Pre-season has been great so far, but when games start, the pressure in the box is sometimes, bit more than normal. So I guess we're learning, but it's been enjoyable so far this pre-season. We're looking forward to getting to the games and see what we can, deliver.
Marty, thanks for your time. Good luck today. Hopefully you'll get what you want to get out of the first trial against the Melbourne Footy Club, and we'll see you, speak to you again, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
There is Marty Matner from the Adelaide Crows. The game live on Fox, right? So Crows fans will be able to see their side. Now, I just want to get our producer in, Jared, Jazza, or we call him Jezza or Jazz or whatever he wants to roll with. Jazz.
I'm through my music.
Hang on. That was Marty Matner.
That was Marty Matner.
All right,
Greg. Now, how long have you been with us?
3 years.
3 years, okay. Now, we're guided by you. You're like the engine room. Well, you're not really the captain, I am, but you're the engine room. Now, all morning, and the icon, Sean Craig Murphy Blue, has been hooking who?
Yes.
Hooking who?
Who has he been hooking?
clearly doing well.
Nathan Bassett from Port Adelaide.
Yes. That's right.
You've even been writing questions for Nathan Bassett.
I don't care about golf today. Focus on us for the next hour and a half.
Okay.
Now, Jazz.
Yes, Jazz.
You are on our running sheet, family. We have a running sheet to hook who's coming up and get you all excited and stick in the car.
Where's mine?
Yeah, it's just a run sheet, not a running sheet.
Crows defensive coach, family, and he's got Nathan Bassett. You've just come in as I was doing the scoreboard, scribbling on our paper, Marty Matner.
I do apologise.
What are you doing?
Well, I got the defensive coach part right. I got the wrong backman for the Crows. And I apologise, family. We're not actually talking to Bass today.
And the wrong side.
Jazz, I haven't been able to think straight since I saw you in your undies at KI. I've just been scarred.
I was brushing my teeth. Now, Blue, what's going on with this young man?
Oh, no. Well, he needs to lift. Lift.
Is that all you're going to say?
I think it's just a bit of concentration, that's all. I think both of you have got your sea legs coming back from KI.
But Sean, you have some school you do.
Yeah, I should point that out. AustralianRadioSchool.com. And can I point out the only
You've
been person
booking beautifully.
Yeah, booking beautifully, and there's a spot there for Jazz and 10% discount as well. So
I can run the show.
Jay Clark has some very, very juicy news coming up for you after 11 o'clock. Can I be honest with you, though? I've got absolutely no idea what's coming up next. It's got some weird name and something, something, something on our run sheet next to where, Marty Matner now is.
Oh, Marty.
Where's Nathan Bassett?
We'll find out what Jas is on about right after this. Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Jars, Bernie, Jars, Bluey and Jars this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. Well, you wanted to be first and last.
The Triple M family and the army can call any time they want, right? It's your show as well. So I've got a caller. I've got Anthony of Redwood Park on the phone. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, Jars. How are you going?
Good. You want to say hello to Greg?
G'day, Greg.
Hello, Anthony.
And Bernie. How are you?
Burn's not here, Anthony.
Hello. Say g'day to him for me.
Now, what's up, mate? You're calling us through. What's up?
Look, I've got three things that are really bothering me, Jar. I just want to get off my chest early. Right. Football season started, and that means the players' interviews are on. Is that not correct?
Yes. Yep.
And I want you to pick this up. The amount of times that every footballer says the word obviously, I want that mentioned. I want you to pick it up and pull them up if you have to. Say, look, you've said it 10 times. That's enough. And do you know who I blame for this?
Who?
Gary Ayres, because if he didn't have the word obviously and certainly in his vocabulary, he wouldn't speak. There'd be nothing come out. It would be air. That's got up my nose.
So that's got up your nose. Right.
This is the second one that's got up my nose.
Yeah.
State of origin football. It's over. Let's not keep bringing it up. Shall we do it? Shall we do it? It's over. We play it every week. It's over. More players pull out than a teenage rave party. It's over. Let it die. It's finished. It was a great memory. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah. No, I think there's still a heartbeat.
Oh, there's no heartbeat. Okay, and this is the third one I want to bring. It's not football related. Can I bring something up?
Of course you can.
Pigeon-toed people. And I'm going to tell you why.
Why? What's happened?
They exaggerate it. It is physically impossible to people walking with two toes touching. They exaggerate it. It's been bothering me for a long time, Andrew. I just want to get it off my chest now.
Thanks. Thank you, Anthony. Hey. What else you got?
That's it, I'm done.
Pigeon-toed people. They exaggerate it.
Wow, that's the Dead Set Legends.
What a call.
Bernie, Jars, Bluey, and now Anthony. Now added Anthony. Jay Clark coming up soon on Triple M.
Yes, from 9 and through till 12. So welcome to the final hour of Dead Set Legends. We've got Bernie's Beef coming up this hour. Jay Clark to talk us through some interesting things that are happening in the AFL. And Jars, it is a beautiful day. We've got that magnificent motor race happening, the Superloop 500. What a weekend it is for that.
Gorgeous.
So that's all kicking off in Adelaide. Very hard to get around our great city at the moment too.
Well, it's good. Be good.
Well, it's good to have, you know, the fringes going on, but traffic is shocking. But obviously, the result is we've got a great weekend of sport coming up.
Gregory, you've got golf today?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, this is what you said off air with putter in hand.
Oh, my game's in good order. Perfect weather for me today, Jars. I'm aroused for golf today.
Oh, did you say that? Did you say that?
I did not say aroused. I'm up and about.
Yeah, that sounds like.
Did I say it like that? Is it?
Did he or not?
Yeah,
that's how you talk.
it's a character to it. Yeah.
No, my game's in good order today, Jazz. How do I look? God, I look good, don't I?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I think you might be paraphrasing a little bit there.
What are you doing today, Jazz?
I've got chores.
Chores.
Painting. No cricket today. Got the bye on today.
So, in other words, you're just going to sit on your bum on the couch?
No, I'm
going to do some stuff
around that. No, I'm not going to sit. I'll watch the Crows. And I'm going to have a look at the Crows.
You'll crack open your first beer about 2 p.m.
That'll be 6. Nah, 6 o'clock. Or maybe 5.
Saturday, you can go a little bit earlier.
Now, mate, Jars Jam's on. Jars Jam's on. This is for everyone that's going out to play tennis, cricket, surf, netball.
What do you got for us?
Have you changed the song? You didn't, did you?
Don't.
No, this is what you asked for.
No, don't you dare.
You told me you were
Pearl Jam.
You told me you were Team Swift. Come on, this is what you wanted.
Don't you?
I see I'm too late.
No. Get it off. Got nothing in my brain.
You should have seen God, the look on your face.
I passed out.
I know, yeah.
She fakes her songs anyway.
Oh, she does not.
This bloke doesn't.
No.
New song out too this week. Yes. Eddie and the Boys.
You like it as well, don't you?
I love it. I love this band. I love what he's all about, Eddie. Eduardo.
Is this about a car accident, this song?
No, it's not it.
Pearl Jam on Triple M. Jazz Jam, Pearl Jam this morning. Jazz is Andrew Jarman today with Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince, your Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota on Triple M.
Anthony from Redwood Park got us thinking, and he had a crack about cliches.
Yes.
Right, he had a crack at Gary Ayres, saying obviously all the time, and drove him nuts. Now, here's Anthony talking to us just before.
The amount of times that every footballer says the word obviously, I want that mentioned. I want you to pick it up and pull them up if you have to. Say, look, you've said it 10 times. That's enough. And you know who I blame for this?
Who?
Gary Ayres. Because if he didn't have the word obviously and certainly in his vocabulary, he wouldn't speak. There'd be nothing come out. It would be air.
He clipped it.
Certainly is the other one.
Clichés.
Yes.
AFL footballers. Mm-hmm. They get drilled and drilled and drilled when they arrive at the football club as a young man. Which ones drive you nuts?
When people are talking about the forward line and the back line and football players, and I don't know whether you say it or not, Jars, but often say up forward or down back. That sort of gets me going a little bit.
Like
just call it the forward line.
Or the back line. That's a good one. Yeah.
In cricket terms.
Yeah, got a cricket.
Now, I do a fair bit of cricket commentary, and I'm probably guilty as most people, but the one that I try and steer clear of is when you're talking about bowlers, bowling well, lots of commentators say good areas. He's bowling good areas.
Yes. Because where is that area?
Well, yeah, it could be different to each batsman.
I like it. I like it.
Or batter. Batter. You've got to be batsman.
I like it.
Good areas.
Yeah, good ones. Good start.
Marty Matner had one this morning. I'll let Marty do it and you can pick it yourself.
The areas that I look at in terms of the Team D and the defence is probably timing forward half.
Right.
That's the big start, I think. If you, again, like I said before, if your midfield can win the ball and get it going forward, and then if your defensive structures are all set up, you can keep in your forward half. Puts pressure on the opposition.
Is there a lot of cliches there?
Oh, it was normal footy chat.
What about the other one, Team D? I love Team D.
Nah,
Team D, yeah.
Nah,
he's on.
And the one that I can't stand from commentators is catch. They catch the ball. You mark the football. Catching the ball is in cricket.
Yes.
Or in netball.
Yep. Well, we get, another one that we get in cricket is we always get people riding in if we call them batters, which you have to do now because the women and the men, but batters are baseballers.
Yeah, good call.
The other one, before we move on, is when we call it when commentators refer to the pitch as the wicket. The wicket is the three stumps. That's the wicket.
There you go.
It's a cricket pitch.
It's a cricket pitch.
It's not
pitch,
a cricket wicket.
Not a wicket. Yes. 133353, family. What cliche do you hate AFL players using? Twitter families come in. Woolly. Yeah, nah. Do I do that a bit?
You know what you do? I'm
getting better.
Can I pull you up on one thing
you
do?
Of course you can. What do I say?
Well, when you interview people, you sometimes ask three, possibly four questions in a row.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't ask a question, you make a statement.
Yes, I do, don't I? Because I've only got them for 3 or 4 minutes, so I want to get as many questions in as I can. And Brad Simpson says on the Twitter family, good on your Braddles, over the journey, hashtag please. Mm. Yeah, good point.
This is going to go off, yep.
Right, AFL cliches.
No, any
cliches, yeah, any sporting cliches.
Sporting cliches.
Okay. All right, 133353.
Yeah, nah.
You know? Triple M's Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Yeah. Thanks for whacking me too, mate.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. This is the kind of environment we can do that, isn't it? Bernie Blewett and Jars, Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman are your Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Talking about which cliches you hate with AFL players, sport in general, when they come out, and Anthony from Redwood Park set the scene, didn't he, when he said that Gary Ayres always said, obviously, and what was the other
certainly.
One? Certainly. And certainly.
Actually, it's another one.
And actually. And then you came up with a couple of cricket ones, which was good.
Yeah, cricket, good areas.
Which he's drives you nuts.
Bowling in good areas.
Yeah. Well, like I said, what area?
Well, it's line and length. What is the different areas for different batsmen or batters?
You hear a lot from process.
Oh, process, yeah.
They say it a lot.
Mm. Hey, I've noticed the Crows players this year, almost on message, are saying there is no ceiling. There is no ceiling.
Yeah, see, Ian Shuttleworth brainwashing them, media manager.
I've also noticed a lot of AFL players in press conferences blatantly saying AustralianRadioschool.com as well.
I've noticed that. That's a cliche. Bahij from Medindi. G'day, mate.
How you going, Jazz?
Good.
Yeah, look, apart from obviously being the most obvious, what I tend to hear players say is, we're just going to take it a week at a time.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Take it a week at a time at the stage.
Not get too far ahead of ourselves. We'll take it a week at a time, game by game.
Exactly. That's
right, Louis. Yep. It just drives you nuts. It does, doesn't it,
mate? We probably say half these things as well,
Jars.
No,
we don't.
Just getting a little bit careful.
We get taught not to say those things. Can I have a prize for him, please?
Certainly can. Dom Chambers. It's meant to be an amazing show. He's been on America's Got Talent. He's called The Fake Wizard. He's at the Garden of Unearthly Delights. And this is tickets for a show on Friday, the 26th of Feb. Well done.
Good on you, mate. Good call. Spot on. 133-53 family. Get on the phones. Talk to us. Let's go to Pato Barossa. Pato.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Pato.
I hate the Americanisation of anything Australian. And to say the ball game shits me to tears.
Yeah, well done.
The ball game. Yeah, but that's the AFL, isn't it, Pato? Like
they could say it in cricket, they say it in footy, they say it in basketball. The ball game. Does my head in, boys?
You, mate. We're getting too much of that coming over from America into our
AFL. That's certainly right.
Yeah, you know, the stats. Well done, mate. Prize, please, for Pato.
Cheeky Greek voucher. Jars, you can perhaps fill us in with Cheeky Greek and how good they are and where they are as well.
Down at Henley Beach, Tone and Trace. Yeah. Down at Henley Beach, the best.
The Blewetts are down there all the time.
The Blewetts are down there. Wonderful. The best Eurosses in town.
They are. They're really good.
My mate, Tone at Cheeky Greek. The Shark, the Greg Norman once said in a speech, I'd like to thank my parents, especially my mother and father. Well done. That's our producer, Jared, fighting back. Now, Lachlan Willing from the Twitter family, want to put my head down and earn the respect of my teammates, every draftee ever. They do. I want to put my head down and earn the respect of my teammates. So I want to knuckle down. And
that's good.
Don't say that. Don't say anything.
So can't they say anything? Or
what? Well, no. I just say, I just want to earn. I just want to earn the respect and just work hard. That's not a cliche, is it?
No, we're being a bit harsh now.
No, well, I'm going to go to Peter of Somerton Park. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Jazz. How are you, mate?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Talking to you the other day about the great one, Barry Robram, but in KI. Yeah. But anyway, mate, if someone says to me one more time, did you go to the big dance?
Oh.
But I'd say, I really love Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, but I was forced to go to the AFL Grand Final instead. It really annoys me.
Oh, with you. Can't stand it. And Brian Taylor says that a lot, BT, doesn't he? A lot of our Triple M commentators do say that a lot.
Mm.
Mark Howard's the one that started it.
Big dance.
Is that right?
Dance or dance?
The other one's like dancing with your sister as well. I forget that one, but oh, my God.
Well done, Pete.
Just leave the dancing out of it and just concentrate on footy.
Price, please, for Pete.
Yeah, got a couple of tickets to the big dance. No. Dom Chambers, Adelaide Fringe, 26th of Feb. He's been on America's Got Talent. Show called Fake Wizard at the Garden of Unearthly Delights.
Good on you, Pete. And he did. We had a bit of a chat about the great Barry Robram.
Did you?
Mm.
Hey, just before we move, is you a dance or a dance?
Dance.
Dance. Mm. Well, that's American. Yeah. Dance is more English.
You're the icon here. What would you say?
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because I say plants, but I reckon I say dance.
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 Anyway.
No, good chat.
Legends, overnight
Okay, family, let's talk about the Western Bulldogs smashed the North Melbourne football side last night by 44 points. The Bulldogs looked pretty sharp, Lou.
Yep, got them in your eight. Absolutely. Well, it's too early to say. You see that after round six, you're making your predictions.
Let's just wait round six. North Melbourne got a bit of work to do by round one. Marley Williams got reported for charging Edward Richards, so he'll miss round one.
Silly boy.
Now, Aston Agar, who I haven't been... Look, left arm spin...
Left arm ortho.
Well, this is what he did in the game against South Africa last night.
Out. There's another searching shot. And it brings about the downfall of Faf du Plessis. Further in the mire, South Africa. Oh, that's in front, you know. That's in front. That's out. Two in a row for Aston Agar. Here we go. Got him! That's him! Gone! Aston Agar with a hat-trick for Australia. It's the 12th in T20 cricket. It's the second for Australia after Brett Lee. Magnificent. It's a top catch too.
It was a good catch.
Bit of Bill Laurie in there.
Yeah, got him. Yeah. Got him.
Yeah, and I got them all out for 89. We made six for 196 in the first dig. So good start by the boys. The girls in their T20 World Cup got done. 17 runs by the Indians. Too good.
Yep, disappointing result.
All right, so they'll bounce back. Crows v Melbourne Footy Club at 4 o'clock at Casey Field today, and then Port LA take on the Lions tomorrow. All games live on Fox Sport. Okay, Shawnee and family. Adelaide United were embarrassing last night. Ripped apart, torn apart by the Western Sydney Wanderers. 5-2.
Lots of goals.
It was horrible to watch. I was emotional. I was a wreck.
Especially after the week before.
Oh, honestly. Gert. The coach, he'll be filthy. Gurchin. All right. Anyway, that's all done and dusted. And supercars will start very shortly. Qualifying race one. It'll be packed around the streets of Adelaide. So looking forward to a great day's racing. And then tomorrow she'll be on for young and old.
Yep.
Just to straighten up a little bit, just received this just from Helen. Tomorrow at 9:30, the Sturt District's Women's Cricket Club are having a Pink Stumps Day to raise money for the McGrath Foundation. The day is dedicated to the memory of Michelle Lane. She was the wife of Glenn Turner, who's a very dear friend of mine. I went to her service last week. Very sad. She was taken away from us too soon. So tomorrow, this Sunday, will Glenelg take on Sturt in a T20 match. Michelle played for the Sturt Cricket Club.
Right.
Northern Districts in a 40-over game from 1 o'clock. Barbecue will be running along with raffles and a range of exciting prizes, including autographed Crows, AFLW, Australian New Zealand Women's Cricket Team memorabilia. That's a big day tomorrow. If you've got nothing on, get down there and support a wonderful day by the Sturt District's Women's Cricket Club. Well done.
Yep.
And our love and thoughts go out to Glenn and the two boys, Jack and Will. Yeah. That's the scoreboard.
Nicely done, Jazz. Nice. Enjoy the CMI Toyota advantage of 2 years free extended warranty and cap price servicing with every Toyota certified pre-owned car. Charles, can you just... Who did Australia play in the T20 game last night? What was the name of the country?
India.
No, the other one. The other one.
South Africa.
So, you cannot say South Africa without doing that accent. Bernie's Beef is coming up in a few moments. Really messy one this week as well. That's about 10 minutes away. Dead Set Legends. And your Dead Set Legends this morning, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. For CMI Toyota on 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends present AFL Newsbreaker.
Hey, yo, this GZ.
Jay Clark.
He's been busy, Bluey, this week. He's been very, very busy. I nearly called you Bernie Vince tonight. I'm sorry, Blue.
That's all right.
He joins us this morning, Jay Clark, as affectionately known as Sugar. Good morning.
Yes. Hello, boys. Sugar Jay Clark,
Sugar
my former boxing nickname. I mean, it's a tough question. When you got to enter the ring in your first sort of amateur bout, you got to come up with a nickname. What do you do? So instead of Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar Jay Clark.
Nice.
Now, and Bluey, one fight, one win. Ooh. 100% record over here.
Knockouts?
In the blue corner.
What'd you get the points?
What'd you do?
Yeah, the points over points. Three rounds.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you get the gloves on and you go have a go.
I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee does.
Nice. I'd like to take Jay on in the ring.
You'd wallop me.
Well done.
Now, Sugar, let's talk some footy. First trial, the trial yesterday, last night with the Western Bulldogs and North Melbourne. Aaron Norton, the big key forward from the Western Bulldogs. What happened there?
Yeah, this one came right out of left field for the Bulldogs. So he's probably the best young key forward in the competition, Aaron Norton. But after a little training run on Thursday, knee soreness, they've had a look. He's torn his meniscus in there, and he's facing 3 or 4 weeks out. Now, that puts him on a really tight deadline to recover. Round one, blockbuster opening against the Pies Friday night, Marvel Stadium. It's going to be an absolute huge one. So they've been planning all preseason to have him and Bruce up there. Bruce is out with the back at the moment. Now, Norton with a knee, they're looking at a makeshift forward line. And Lewis Young in that preseason game last night, didn't he step up and sparkle? Was that 3 goals? Played a lot in defence. He might get a look in early in the season, depending on those other two boys come out. But didn't the Bulldogs look good last night?
Fantastic, mate. Top they four did. For me.
Pinging the ball around.
Yep, and on the flip side of that, North Melbourne. Now, Ben Cunnington, he is a gun. Looked a bit sore towards the end.
He's their best player, isn't he? And he went to the bench late, did not look happy, had some treatment on his groin, on his adductor. Now, right on the eve of the season, this could be a really devastating blow for the Roos. He's looking at some time off. Whether he can get back for round one, it'll be touch and go again. The Roos are doing a bit more investigation, some diagnosis today, but he did not look happy. At making matters worse for North Bluey, Marley Williams, we know he's a hard nut in that box. Back pocket. He's looking at a week off, maybe round one, or will be round one as well, because he lined up Ed Phillips, hit him high with a bump. Phillips out, you saw the straight arm, a concussion concern. So the AFL taking a dim view of those incidents, and I don't expect Marley Williams to be playing round one, fellas.
I hate using this term. He's a dumb footballer at times, Marley Williams.
What do you mean,
James? Well, he just plays dumb, just reckless. Yep. He doesn't think, you know, he's a talent when he's on, but he just at times for me, he's undisciplined, he just plays dumb footy.
Now, Essendon, Jars is saying Essendon bottom four. Now, what about their injuries? That is not helping the cause.
Jeez, they've had an absolute nightmare summer, Jars, and I'm starting to come round because we know already Hooker, Hurley, Heppel, Bell Chambers, Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody, all in trouble. And then yesterday from the practice match against Melbourne, Patrick Ambrose is one of their last remaining fit defenders. He's off for scans on a knee, off to the hospital, in danger for round one as well. That means Aaron Francis and even Brandon Zerk Thatcher, a former pizza delivery boy, I think over there from Adelaide, they're in line to be leading this Essendon defence in the early rounds. So they've had an absolute nightmare summer, the Bombers. These injuries are absolutely stacking up. They're going to be underdone early in the season. They take on Freo in round one, but it could be very much makeshift defence while sweating on Patrick Ambrose and those scans on his knee.
And what about the exhibition match next
State
week?
Of Origin.
No,
State
of Origin. Don't pipe me up on a Saturday morning. The exhibition game, which is wonderful for the bushfire appeal, what's going to happen there?
Well, the big V will be out there, so there'll be a lot of pride in the Victorian jumper. Yeah. We know that. I guess the big debate, and we're having some fun here, Jars and Bluey, is will they be having a crack?
Yes.
What will the intensity be like? Will there be tackling and some sting in the tail? Now, I'm told they're going to have a red-hot dip. Now, it's going to be a largely offensive game, but I think in the second half there'll be some genuine pride shown and some elbow grease showed. So, look, I think there'll be some intensity and some energy. You surely are looking forward to this game, boys.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I cannot wait for this. The players on show. Yes. What about crowd-wise, Sugar?
Sold out, sure.
44,000 tickets sold at this stage, Marvel Stadium. It's going to be pretty packed to the rafters, boys, I think, which is great.
No, well done, and well done to all the players that are getting involved and the coaching staff. So looking forward to raising a lot of money for the bushfire appeal. Good work, mate, and get back in that training ring there, Sugar.
Just, before I let you go quickly, Connor McKenna over in Ireland at the moment. Essendon saying the Irish product will come back. They're just not sure when. He's homesick, spending time with his family. Also in doubt for round one. They don't know when he's coming back. I'm not sure he's got a return flight booked at this stage.
Well, we're all the best to Conor McGregor, and I hope he fights back and gets back in the Essendon football side. Jay Clark, the Sugar. See you next week.
I'll see you, boys.
See you.
Eleven 41. It's about that time where you start thinking, lunch, hungry, pies, pasties. If you're thinking of a pie and a pasty, I'll tell you what. Bernie's Beef.
You're going to connect with it next on Triple M. Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars this morning. And we're going to relive one of those magic moments that Bernie Vince had during the week here on Triple M. That was Bernie's Beef, and you can hear it live with the Rush Hour, 5:45 every Tuesday afternoon. We're back with Bernie and Bluey and Jars next. Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. You've got Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie, Bluey and Jars, 104.7 Triple M.
Where's Buddy Blewett gone? Where's Greg Blewett gone?
We got no Bernie and now no Greg Blewett.
Well, I had to go to the Levine and I've come back and he's gone.
Levine or Latrine?
Well, Latrine. He's gone.
So it's really a Dead Set Legend.
Where's he gone? Oh, hello. Here we go. We've got a phone call coming. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Jazz. Sorry, mate. I just slipped out.
Where are you?
Well, I just pulled into the car park at Cooyonga.
Oh, you don't finish till 12 o'clock, mate. Get your priorities right.
Now, listen, Jazz, check your contract because I checked mine during the week and it says 9 to 11.30. So 11.30, I'm gone.
Oh, no.
I've got a tea time in 15 minutes, so... she's all yours, mate.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You don't leave a man in the trenches on his own. Surely the Royal Adelaide Golf Club can wait for you.
Cooyonga. Oh, I'm at Cooyonga. The magnificent Cooyonga. No, mate, it is a beautiful day. I cannot. I've got to warm up. I've got to get on the roller. My glutes are a little bit tight, so I've got to do a little bit of stretching and get myself moving. But it's in good hands there, isn't it, with you?
Now, I'm really disappointed. This will be spoken to by management on the weekend, on Monday. But I just got a text message from a dear friend of ours. Asked Greg Blewett how he went during the week at Royal Adelaide. Said he choked, passed out with playing golf. What happened?
Well, very tough day, tough conditions. It was a three-club wind.
Oh, here we go.
So remembering it was just after the ladies had finished the Australian Open. So I was having a bit of a struggle on the front nine. I was only 5 under the card.
Oh, righto. Righto, knobhead.
And then...
How'd you finish?
I finished one over. Yeah.
Karma, mate. Karma.
I choked on the way in. But I'm just about to go in here at Cooyonga and check what the course record is here. So might be in danger today.
How can they do that? All right, see you, mate. I might see you next week.
All right, check your contract.
That's disgraceful. Sean?
That's my
Vince playing cricket. He nicks off when I've gone to the toilet. I've come back and I've got bloody long-haired Johnny here sitting on there and I've got cast of thousands and I've got just you and I.
Yep.
Really disappointing, mate.
Dead Set Legends with Jars and Sean Craig Murphy. It's got a nice ring to it.
I don't think so, my friend.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota. South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.